Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Isaiah 51, verse 12. God says, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, of the Son of Man who is made like grass? When I read this verse, I think about fear. In my life, in all of our lives, when I talk with followers of Christ, even the prevalence of fear, the way it plays out in so many of our lives, we're afraid of so many things. We're afraid of what other people think about us. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of what the future might hold. We're afraid of this or that happening to us. We're afraid of sickness or disease. We're afraid of dying. We're afraid of death. We're afraid of all kinds of things in this world. And God says in his word, so hear these words, just think about any fears you have in your life. Hear God saying, I am he who comforts you, and you have nothing to fear in this world. You don't need to be afraid of any man or woman. You don't need to be afraid of anyone or anything in this world. I'm the God over this world, and I comfort you. I keep you. Hear this. This is God saying to his people, I'm responsible for your ultimate protection and provision and comfort and peace. Therefore, you need not fear anything in this world. Oh God, I pray for that. For every single person who's listening right now, God, with whatever fears they have, I think about fears in my own life. God, help us to look up and see you are our comforter, that you are the God of the universe, the God over this world, with sovereign authority over everything in this world, that the only fear we need to have is fear of you, and a right fear of you that combines reverence and awe for you in light of your holiness and your greatness and your grandeur and your justice and your mercy. God, help us to fear you, and then as a result, to have proper perspective on everyone and everything around us in this world, that we need not fear anyone or anything else. Because you are our God, you are our comforter, you are our confidence. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for freeing us from all fear. Help us to trust in you today. I pray for everybody who's listening to this. I pray in my own heart, God, help us to trust in you and the comfort you give today to not live with fear of anyone or anything in this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.